Usually when we talk about a psychological reflex, it's pretty automatic, like catching a falling glass off a table. You don't really think about it, you just grab it.
Right, yeah. The nervous system just takes over. It's purely protective.
Exactly. But what happens when that reflex isn't, protecting your hand from shattered glass, but protecting your ego from social discomfort? Like when you just automatically say yes to a massive favor that you simply do not have the time for.
Yeah, that ego protection is exactly why keeping your word can be so incredibly difficult. And I mean, that's our focus for today's deep dive into Law 15. We're prepping you for day four's workbook exercise by figuring out exactly where those psychological reflexes really trip us up.
So to do that, we need to look at this week's framework, which is the iron method. That's identify the commitment, remove excuses, own the outcome, and never break it for convenience. As a psychology professor, I look at that first step, identify, and I see so many of my students just stumbling right there.
Oh, absolutely. It's so common.
It really is. Skipping it is honestly like signing a psychological contract without reading the terms and conditions. We just hand out these automatic yeses because we want to please people, and we're essentially setting ourselves up for failure.
Right. And there's actually a very specific biological reason we do that. When someone asks a favor and you want to say no, you feel this immediate social friction. And the brain, well, the brain hates that friction.
It really does. It just wants the path of least resistance.
Exactly. So when you take the easy way out and just say yes, or you break a promise later, your brain actually rewards you with a tiny hit of dopamine just for avoiding the awkwardness.
Wait, really? So we are literally chemically reinforcing our own unreliability.
Yep. Over time, that dopamine reinforces a neural pathway. It habituates you to taking the easy escape route. So breaking a commitment for convenience literally rewires your brain to accept being fundamentally unreliable.
That is terrifying.
It is, but that's why the iron method is designed as a sort of cognitive circuit breaker. It forces conscious friction against that default excuse-making wiring.
Well, let's test that circuit breaker then. The workbook exercise ends with three pretty tough questions for you to answer today, but I want to put you on the spot first.
Oh boy. All right, let's do it.
Of the four iron points, identify, remove, own, never break, which is your strongest and which is your weakest?
I mean, I'll admit, my strongest is definitely identify. My analytical brain absolutely loves defining the exact parameters of a promise.
Yeah.
But my weakest, definitely remove the excuses.
Really? How so?
It is just entirely too easy for my brain to let a perceived lack of time justify backing out of something.
Wait a second, though. You're a neuroscientist. You literally study how the brain makes excuses.
Mm-hmm.
How is removing excuses still your weakest link if you know exactly what your brain is doing?
Because knowing about the dopamine hit doesn't make the social friction disappear in the actual moment.
Yeah.
The instinct to, protect my time feels completely rational when I'm stressed.
Ah, right. The stress response overrides the logic.
Exactly. That's the tricky part about neuroscience awareness isn't a cure. It just means I have to actively catch myself. Because I know lack of time is my go-to excuse, I have to figure out how to stop myself in the moment. But let's flip this. Question three is about contrasting those points and actually applying them. How do you handle that? What does your actual practice look like when you feel that people-pleasing reflex creeping in?
Okay, brutal honesty time. My strongest is own the outcome. Like, if I mess up, I will absolutely take the hit. But my weakest is identify.
Probably the people pleasing.
Exactly. Like I said earlier, I hand out those dopamine-fueled yeses way too freely. So in actual practice, improvement for me means inserting a forced pause before every single request.
Oh, interesting. What does that pause actually look like for you?
Well, it looks like bridging that gap between the fear of awkwardness and reality. Instead of offering that automatic yes, I force myself to say, let me check my schedule and get back to you.
I love that.
Yeah, it buys me the time to actually look at what I'm committing to before I jump in.
And that pause is everything. I mean, it interrupts the neural pathway. And this level of brutal honesty, by the way, is exactly what you need to prepare for day five, where you will run an actual past event from your life through this exact formula.
Right, because you can't fix the reflex until you know what actually triggers it. And to build that cognitive circuit breaker we just talked about, you really need your daily reps.
Definitely. Consistency is key here.
So please do not skip reviewing your stack today. Go through your three code rewrites, your three distill points, and your two quotes exactly three times today.
And as you reflect on those weaknesses tonight, don't forget to ask yourself the bedtime question, which is, what unmanaged desire or fear keeps me from setting the boundaries needed to protect my word?
Perfect. So let's go back to that psychological reflex we started with. When you hand out a casual automatic yes today just to avoid a brief moment of awkwardness, whose future are you actually stealing from?